Hey, this is McDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, June 14th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 96. Hey, there's a lot to talk about in the news today. From the stock market having an update, to Hugh Hefner, to Pandora, to, I don't know, all kinds of stuff, right? First headline, hey, the blue chips are back above 12,000. The Dow was up over 1% today, with the NASDAQ leading the way, up almost 1.5%, and the S&P 500 about 1.25% up. So, is it just another one-day wonder? This is the biggest day up in about 2 months, right? So, is it something special? Is it just options week stuff? Is it, what, we've had 6 weeks down in a row, and yesterday was, kind of an ugly day turning flat, and everybody's worried about a seventh week in a row down, but now we got some numbers leaning the other way, so maybe this will be the break in the clouds, at least for a bit. And it could be that we've, if you look at a chart of the S&P 500, it looks like it's almost came close to retesting the March lows, and sometimes these things aren't exact, sometimes they are, but it could be that this is our trading range now. So who knows? We'll see how high it goes. Maybe it was just a one-day rally, or maybe we'll see something special. And speaking of something special, Pandora. Initially, it was thought they would be offering it at $10 to $12 a share tomorrow when it goes IPO, but they say they might price at $16 a share. So get your market order in at the open to buy shares of Pandora. It's a revenue model I don't understand. I mean, I think I mentioned it the other day. I listen to a lot of music over Pandora. As a matter of fact, it's one of the reasons I don't own CDs anymore. I listen to a lot of streaming music. And I know they enter and have an ad like every once in a while for some kind of funky thing, right? It's like it's nothing major. It's, it's kind of fly-by-night stuff, right? And I haven't ever clicked on anything. I mean, usually my iPhone's plugged into a speaker somewhere when I'm listening to it. So I don't know. But anyways, it's going to go public tomorrow. So that's exciting news. Oh, by the way, Ben Bernanke issues a debt warning, right? He said the White House and Congress need to work together in good faith to solve the budget crisis. And, well, he said raise the debt ceiling because, nothing's as good as new debt on top of old debt. Just keep spending. It works for us, right? We go out and charge the credit cards, and when they get full, hey, you just get another credit card, right? He said it would be self-defeating. He said, I fully understand the desire to use the debt ceiling deadline to force some necessary and difficult fiscal policy adjustment. But the debt limit is the wrong tool for that important job. He's absolutely right. The debt tool is pretty meaningless, right? Or the debt ceiling. It's like just an arbitrary number. I mean, why even have it? Just spend whatever you're going to spend. Speaking of spending, retail sales fall for the first time in 11 months. Auto sales lead the decline, and that makes sense, right? Because Japan was offline for a while, and a lot of stuff comes from Japan, but I don't think we can neglect the impact of higher fuel prices on all retail prices, or all retail sales. The Commerce Department doesn't think the soft patch is too severe. And we do have a growing economy, and employment's picking up, and I keep mentioning how crazy busy the casinos are, but we'll see. And I think I had another page here. Pandora. More on Pandora. Maybe that was it. Holy buckets. That is Bernanke. Man, I raced through the topics I had today. Let's see, Google. Google touts new search features. Tool can ID locations in photos. Company says faces don't register. That's kind of a big deal, right? You get a clipping and, hey, where was that taken? You can find out. Oh, Hugh Hefner. Man, did you see that Crystal Harris called off the wedding? She, apparently, this is according to 9MSN.com, so it must be true. Said that dump for Dr. Phil's son, Crystal Harris, 25 years old. Well, maybe Hefner and Crystal Harris called it off, huh? And reported that Harris is dating Dr. Excuse me, it's live audio here. So Hugh Hefner dumped, so. Wow. Gosh, and it seemed like a marriage that would work, right? You hate to see love take a hit like that. Anyways, hey, it is Tuesday. And, well, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
yes is no. Status quo, up is down. You chase your tail around, it's an idiot show. An idiot show. It is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was, who I thought that I could trust, when it all came down, I was nowhere to be found, in the idiot show, same old fight, every single night, the truth is a lie, hello means goodbye, in the idiot show, the idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go, up is down. You chase your tail around. You chase your tail around. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot.